back in the studio this morning for the show, which is exciting, even though we do like getting out and about.
Yeah, look, apologies on the lack of podcasts the last couple of days.
Haven't had no internet, haven't had no pewters, but we're raring back with the catch-up today. Mm-hmm. How was your long weekend? I know. How was since last Wednesday?
Oh, look, I'm doing all right. I've ditched a crutch. So I'm walking around
a little
bit more
freely. Sorry, Jess has crutches. She's not getting plastic surgery.
I'm not just throwing crutches at people.
Not anymore, at least. that's good.
No, torn ACL is going well. As of next Monday, the brace is coming off.
See, this is my favourite part of the new versions that we do, the podcast and the catch-up, is you don't talk about this very often on the show, torn ACL.
So no one would ever know.
Behind the scenes, it's like nothing's happened at all.
We also had a very special guest on the show today, Tim. It was a bit of a surprise.
Yes. Mum.
Yes, the woman who gave birth to you,
Everyone knows. That's what a mum is.
She came on to discuss how she was feeling about you getting a tattoo for this show. Turns out she's not super thrilled.
I was 100% on board, and even she's got into my head, and now I'm rethinking everything.
Nah, too late. Too late to rethink.
It's not too late to rethink.
You can hear Tim's mum coming up a little bit later in the podcast. Also, we're going to be talking about the Kardashians. Should we ban the Kardashians from the show?
It was one of my favourite opportunities because literally this will enforce a full show ban on a whole entire grouping of people.
I don't think I've ever seen the jury
offensive. Listening back, what I just said sounds offensive.
The jury were all completely one-sided from the beginning, Tim.
Courtroom of Tim and Jess was a swift and quick case. You're going to have to listen to find out. Have a good one. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ. Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. This morning's show is thanks to Botanic to Bridge. This Sunday, August 19th, you can register for the fun run at botanictobridge.com.au. But hurry. Registration's closed Thursday at 10 a.m. I'm just making sure that I'm pressing all the right buttons. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
Since we've been in this studio. Last Wednesday, I believe, was the last time we were in this studio. Are we on air?
I think so.
Test. Test. All right. If you heard that test, send us a message on our Facebook page. We'd really appreciate it.
After 7:30, it is Tuesday. So, of course, we are opening the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
Yes.
A little bit of a late courtroom entry because we had to throw out the original courtroom story because this one came through very early this morning.
Very, very late. Sorry, I just got a text message. We are on air.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much, former roommate.
We are going to be talking Kardashians because I wanted to bring a Kardashian story to the table
now,
this morning.
We have bans on the show. Look, they're not very, like, it's a loose ban. It's 99%. We don't talk about this topic.
These are not bans that I have enforced. These are bans you enforce on the show, and I'm sick of it.
You're sick of it.
So I'm taking it to the courtroom. We're going to see once and for all what the people of Central Queensland want to hear on their show.
All right. Well, I have a feeling this is not going to go. You've got 3 weeks in a row of correct answers for you to be the judge. Do you really want to kill it right now?
No, I'm not going to. You can hit us up on our Instagram and our Facebook page and let us know what you think. Do you want to hear about the Kardashians on your breakfast show?
Can I vote?
No, you're the opposition.
Fair enough.
Tim, coming up next, though, another show that's causing a lot of controversy at the moment is called Insatiable.
Yeah.
You heard of it? It's the brand new show on Netflix. 200,000 people signed a petition before it even went to air to say that they didn't want it to happen.
Jeez.
I started watching it yesterday. I'm going to tell you all about it up next. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Apparently, it's totally possible to find a passionate fling with a ghost.
I beg your pardon.
I mean, you came to me a couple months ago and talked about a woman who apparently is sleeping with a ghost, and I called absolute BS on it. But now, a couple more women have come forward and said that they've given up on real men because they're too much trouble and they can find just as much happiness and passion in their relationships.
You're wrong, you're bad, you're awful, you're not helping, and you deserve every unhappiness.
You do. I'm sorry. That's garbage.
There are two women who have spoken out about their experiences. The first one's name is Amethyst Realm.
Sorry. Will not accept that answer.
Amethyst claims to have had flings with at least 20 spirits.
Sorry, again, incorrect answer. I only want the truth, please.
With her last spirit partner, she even joined the Mile High Club.
I'm sorry. That's three from three. You've been evicted from Big Brother.
She has been quoted as saying, you ready for this?
Yeah.
My new ghost lover is really special, wise, stable and kind. I'm not 100% sure if it's male or female, but I have found true love.
Well, that's good that she's open.
Right.
It's a positive sign.
She said it's the best time she's ever had with anyone.
Wow.
And she's not alone because...
You know, if I was her ex-boyfriend, I would be... human. I almost swore there, but I would be just like, what are you doing, Rachel? Like,
Sian Jameson has also had this similar experience. She's a...
Sorry, again?
Passionate lovemaking with a ghost from the 19th century.
I'm sorry, I punched the microphone there.
A few months after moving into a new house, she woke up one morning to find a dark-haired, very good-looking young man lying next to her.
I broke in. I apologised. I thought it was my house.
They slept together for over an hour. It was very passionate. And he was very gentle.
Oh, that's, well, yes, gentle would be the correct word because when nothing's happening, gentle could be an associated word because it's not being touched.
I don't understand. But also, why are no ghosts coming after me? I'm single. I'll take a ghost at this point.
You know what annoys me with this ghost story? They're like, oh, he was from the 1900s and he was a sea captain and he enjoyed the harsh breeze on the breast of a woman. It's never like some kid that passed away in 2003 that's like, oh, check out my Razor scooter. Oi, do you want to go make love behind the tree? No, it's not. So your ghost story can ship off with the sailing captain from the 1900s.
All right, settle down. Just because ghosts are better at than you are.
Yeah. That's why I'm upset.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
There's a brand new TV show that's been called Irresponsible.
Actually, it's called Insatiable, but sure. Yes, the show itself has been called an irresponsible program.
Yes, before it was even released on Netflix last week, 200,000 people signed a petition urging Netflix to cancel it before it even went to air.
Jeez, hell of a focus group. Before it's even aired, you know what? We'll get 200,000 signatures.
This is the thing. 200,000 signatures based on the plot line, which is, of course, if you haven't heard of the new Netflix series Insatiable.
Tell us quickly.
It's a show that tells the story of an overweight, bullied high school girl.
Mm-hmm.
She becomes thin after an injury forces her to have her jaw wired shut.
Yep.
And then she hatches a scheme to get revenge.
Okay.
And I think critics are focusing on the wrong part of this show.
All right. Well, you watched
I've watched four episodes so far.
Oh, wow.
You know I'm good at binging. It's one of my big skills.
How did
Sleeping and binging. That's my girl.
How did you fit that in with all the naps?
I still managed a four-hour nap yesterday.
Good job, buddy.
So thank you. I'm very talented. No, a lot of people are saying that it's irresponsible because the show could trigger eating disorders and perpetuate fat shaming and objectification of women's bodies.
Look, it gets tricky because people get upset with characters on television shows and plots of television shows because it goes against what's normal. Like there might be a bad character that does bad things, says bad things, but isn't that the point of television and film to portray it? Because we don't want these people to do it in real life.
Watching the trailer, I agreed. I was like, "Oh, this is a bit sketchy."
Were you up in a huff?
I was in a bit of a huff, and I was like, "You know what? I'm going to give this a go." And
good, that's
watching
smart.
It, I realize it's so over the top. And so over-dramatised that I don't think people could get the things that people are worried about in this petition.
Awesome.
In fact, I think they're focusing on the wrong thing. I think they should be focusing on the revenge part.
Because revenge is nasty.
It's very nasty. And the whole show, I know the whole premise is that she wants to get revenge now. But I think that's more concerning than any of the fat shaming.
We can't focus on, oh no, how dare they plot revenge, because then every superhero movie ever just be like, oh, I was wronged as a child. You know what I'm going to do? Become an accountant.
She wanted to set someone on fire, Tim. Like, why are we not focusing on this?
Have you seen any Batman movie? This happens in three of two of them. So I understand.
Three of two of them?
That's how much it happens.
Okay.
You get two burned faces. That's why there's Two-Face. You've heard of Two-Face?
I haven't heard of
Two-Face. I think they're focusing on... I don't think there should be any focus.
Head to Netflix. Look, Netflix, the beauty of Netflix is that you don't have to watch it if you don't want to. So just don't click it.
What? You're telling us we've got choices?
Right? I know.
What a Tuesday.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
So last week I mentioned another purchase that I made on Instagram.
Yes.
That. Look,
how's your house repayments going, by the way?
Yeah, look.
With all these Instagram investments?
not well.
Yeah.
I have been spending, you know, with my ACL tear, been spending too much time on the internet buying things I don't need. An Instagram post comes up that I look at and go, oh, maybe that seems like something I could do. I buy one for the show.
Of course.
I've got you.
Here we go.
A little foot pad.
Thank you.
Now, you've probably seen these on Instagram where people, there's like videos of people sticking them to the bottom of their feet.
I can guarantee you I haven't seen this.
You haven't seen it? Why are they only coming up on my Instagram then?
Because all that comes up on my Instagram is like tents and lawnmowers. We are different people.
Basically, it's like a little foot pat. You stick it to the bottom of your foot.
How small are your feet? This isn't going to fit. This is going to fit one of my feet.
No. So it's you put one on each. It's a little
patch. Yeah, I know. I'm saying that's like a half of my foot, the size of these
pads.
Yeah,
you put it in the middle of your foot.
Okay.
And then you leave it on overnight, and then you peel it off in the morning to see what toxins it's removed from your body. It kind of smells like green tea. Give it a sniff.
Yeah.
It's gonna just make you a healthier person. I think it's perfect.
I don't have
in the lead up to the Botanica Bridge. I'm just gonna cleanse your body,
sure,
so that you're ready to.
Oh,
run.
So this is to help my feet?
Yeah.
I get
it's to
feet.
Help your whole body. Like this removes all the toxins from your feet. Mm. Out.
Now, this looks like a special kind of Band-Aid. And look, to be honest, I never thought the exchanging of any form of pad was going to happen where I received the pads. I thought it was going to be something I share in 17, 18 years with my daughter if I ever have one. But, you know, I'll take it. It's got, is this like wet wipes?
No.
Oh, that's the adhesive. It's glue.
No. You stick that patch on. That's the patch. So the
what's this on the left
they're
then?
They're the Band-Aids.
Oh.
They're the ones that I'm going to... Look, I'll teach you off air because you're too difficult to explain these things to.
You've given me two KFC wet wipes and gone, stick them on your feet, trust me.
Don't open them.
Okay.
You absolutely don't. No, anyway,
I'll put them to the left.
We're going
to
give them a go tonight and tomorrow on the show, reveal whether they actually work.
Sexy
feet
team.
They cost me all of $4. So
that's how much my feet are worth to you.
That's how much your health is worth to me.
Mate, I don't even think I rate myself at a $4 health value. So thank you. Genuinely means a lot.
You're welcome.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
There has been a UFO sighting.
Oh. Yeah.
Regional New South Wales. A man, he was out there just in the last few nights and he shared this message on Facebook. People of Earth, help me out here. I don't know why I'm reading like that. Last night I was on a job in the New South Wales countryside and saw a weird light way off in the sky.
Oh, right.
Low on the horizon, it started as a bright light with a cloud underneath and slowly rose into the sky until it formed a shape like the photo that I've quickly snapped. And it's kind of like, you know, when on a Mac, when you get the wheel of death?
Right.
It's like a wheel of death with no colours.
Okay.
It kept rising until the cloud completely dissipated. What the hell is it?
A star, mate.
Alien.
It's get out of here.
You don't believe in aliens?
Look, I want to believe in aliens.
Why do
but
you?
Because it's always like...
So you think that the only things that exist in this entire universe is the human race on this planet?
I just think if they're, like, there's one of two things, right?
Sure.
Either they do exist.
Yep.
They've found us.
Sure.
And they've gone, we don't want anything to do with these people, and they've left. Or they don't exist at all, and there's just loony bins out there.
Well, no, that's silly, because, say, there could be another planet just like ours, millions of universes and galaxies away,
right.
But we don't have the technology to go to them. They might not have the technology to go to us. We could just be floating around in this big, dark
space.
So
where's this UFO come from, then?
All right, well, I do have an answer. Apparently, it has come out and been confirmed that it was the Delta 5 rocket carrying the Parker Solar Probe into space. But yes, they've confirmed it. But isn't it what they'd want you to think?
Okay.
That it is a that it is a solar probe?
You are so strange.
Yes, I genuinely think that this is an alien. Regional New South Wales.
Have you ever thought that sometimes that, like, maybe aliens have come down, but they look so much like us that we don't know that they're aliens? Yeah.
Maybe, like, for example, aliens came down and, like, women were the only ones on the planet, and then aliens came down and it's men. Where's the? I don't have the sound effect anymore, but you know what I mean? Aliens could be animals.
Yeah.
I have figured it out.
I feel like you may have lost
no,
your
mind. No, I figured it out.
Tuesday,
I figured it out.
You've
do, you know,
lost your mind.
Do you know who aliens are?
Who?
Cats.
Okay. You need to calm down. Get out
Give
of here.
Give me three reasons why it's not cats.
Because they're not.
All right, that's fair enough.
I don't need three.
Anyway,
you're wrong.
If you see any alien sightings, please get in touch with the show because they're real and I believe you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
On 13, 12, 16, I want to hear about the shortest relationship you've ever had.
Shortest relationship.
The shortest relationship. I want to find the shortest one in Central Queensland because
okey-dokey.
Iggy Azalea. Do you remember her? She hasn't released music in a while.
First things first, I'm the realest.
Yeah, that one.
I remember IGGY.
She's been rumoured to be dating an NFL player over in America.
I thought she was dating a basketballer.
No, apparently she's been rumoured to be dating this NRL player, NFL player, sorry, DeAndre Hopkins.
Cool name, man.
I don't know who DeAndre Hopkins is, but apparently she's been rumoured to date him.
Sure. Sir Anthony Hopkins' younger successful footballer cousin. Who knows?
It was on a radio station over in Miami. They asked her, are you guys in a relationship? She said, yeah, we're in a relationship.
Cool.
Just hours later, she posts on her Twitter, single, and then the shrug emoji.
Oh, God.
So, like,
quick turnaround.
Hours.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking like 3-4 hours between...
Radio confirmation.
Confession.
And confession. Confirmation.
Confession. And Twitter post saying that she's single. Then she posted like all these other ones that are really, really like, I mean, a bit sad, these Twitter posts. Like one of them was like, will I ever find the love of my life? And it was a pie chart. And it was like, no, in green. And then a red slither, no, but in red. She's
really coping with it.
She's really not coping very well.
It's a sad situation.
Look,
short relationships happen. I remember final day of primary school, Steph Whitley.
Steph Whitley.
The only reason she went out with me for the day was because she wanted to have a laugh. And I was like, you know what? You can have it, hun. It's all yours.
And that was the longest relationship you've ever had.
Until my current girlfriend. So I've gone from one day to almost 2 years
now. Day is the one to beat then, Tim.
One day.
Because I was going to say my brother, he dated a girl in high school, but he dumped her because he couldn't play soccer at lunchtime because he had to hang out with her.
Oh, chicks. Don't you hate it when they want to hang out?
Isn't it the worst?
Oh, I reckon babe.
They were dating for like, a couple of weeks?
From recess to lunch.
Peter, give me a call. Let me know how long you and Jess Greenwood were together.
Oh, wow. We are just dropping names on the radio station this morning.
13, 12, 16. What's the shortest relationship you've ever had?
Shortest relationship.
Yeah. Like, if it's a couple of days, great. If it's a couple of hours, even better.
I'd like to get one out of school because the one we've just brought up is me in primary school, your brother in high school.
Yeah.
Like, that's not serious relationships.
No.
I had heaps of week-long relationships. I was a player back in year 7 and year 8. Hayley Forrest. Phoebe Hansford. I could keep going. 13, 12, 16. Shortest relationship that you've been in. Give us a call. Iggy Azalea, Australian turned American rapper.
Oh, you'd hardly even think she was Australian these days.
No.
She acts so American.
She's from Mullumbimby.
Is she?
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's either northern New South Wales or southern Queensland.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
She gave her fans a little bit of a hint that her and an NFL star over in America were dating, DeAndre Hopkins.
Sure.
And then only hours after confirming it for reals on the radio in Miami, she posts on her Twitter, single.
Maybe.
And then a little shruggy emoji.
Maybe after she confirmed on the radio, DeAndre was like, hey, man, we were meant to keep on the down low. It's over, Iggy. I am... Bye.
Oh.
B-Y-E.
Yeah, see, that's rough, isn't it?
That's rough. And it's a short relationship, a few hours. Shortest relationship I've been in, one day.
One day.
Broke my heart and my lunchbox. Primary school was tough for me.
I reckon the shortest one I've ever been in is like 3 weeks. And like we never were like officially together.
Did you kiss?
Yeah.
Nice. High five, buddy.
Thank you.
Clap.
Yeah. No, this was outside of high school. This is like in uni. I was dating this guy for like 3 weeks.
What a terrible adult decision.
What do you mean?
University, you date with someone for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's all you'd know by that point.
I mean.
Look, it's not up to you. It's not up to me. 13, 12, 16, we've had Michael from Rockhampton call through. Michael, what's the shortest relationship you've been in?
9 days.
Oh, nine
Made
days.
Made the week. That's good.
That's all right.
So everything while it was casual was all fine, and then once we made it official, it was like she'd been just hiding this crazy, and it just came out of nowhere.
See, that's happens with me though.
It's like a switch.
Like, I go on like 3 dates with a guy, and he's like, "Oh, she's really fun and cool," and then I bring out my real personality, and they run for the hills. So 9 days would be a good effort for me.
Now, Michael, I don't know about you, but I don't believe Jess because she can't hide her personality behind a glass window. So. Was this like as an adult or like one of those relationships in primary school where it's like, you're my girlfriend now, Helen?
No, this is like early 20s, so, you know, you're still figuring out a little bit, but still old enough to be better.
when the switch flipped. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What happened? How did she go nuts within
psycho
9 days?
Well, did you ever see Wedding Crashes with Isla Fisher? Yes, she was that sort of crazy with the, you know, the whole, if you left me, I'd find you. And you're just like, red flag.
Mate, careful, don't say her name. She might be listening right now and she's coming back for you.
She knows who she is.
Thanks for your call, Mike.
No, all right, thanks.
See you, mate.
Unbelievable. So 9 days is the one to beat.
And that's why Craig David wrote 7 days. So Craig David's winning after
all.
Well,
if he waited 9 days, she would have gone crazy as well.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And right now we'd be usually talking to Dean McCarthy, our Hollywood entertainment reporter.
Doesn't pick up his phone.
Doesn't pick up his phone, McGee, over
been
here.
Been trying to get him for the last 7 minutes. Still not returning the calls, but
doesn't
that's okay.
Matter. We'll try and get him on the show tomorrow,
sure.
Tim. But for right now, a lot of people have been raising money for local farmers with Palmer for a Farmer.
We have contributed heavily in the last week.
I've eaten too many
Parmesaners. And I didn't even realise. I was like, oh, this is saving money for the farmers. I was just using my normal diet.
Well, there's a 10-year-old in New South Wales, freshwater New South Wales, who decided, you know what, Palmer for a Farmer is great. But
it
why
is.
Don't we do Fiverr for a Farmer?
Wow.
And he started his own little cause. It's gone viral and been picked up across the entire country.
Well, there's so many different ways people are donating. Some people are donating $1 per Palmer, $10 per Palmer. I've just heard of a convoy heading from Western Australia over to the East Coast with over 2,000 hay bales being sent over for cattle feeding.
Well, have a guess how much Jack raised before his event even happened yesterday.
$20,000.
$70,000.
Is it from a 10-year-old?
Yes.
I haven't even earned that much in my whole life working.
I know.
That's worrying. That's awesome, mate.
It is awesome.
That is fantastic.
To see and people say that kids, they haven't got enough experience. They don't know what they're doing. This kid has gone out and raised $70,000.
Yep. All you need is three things. An idea, a platform, and commitment.
Yes.
That's all you need. Three things. Anyone can make a difference here in central Queensland.
You can still donate to Palmer for a Farmer or a Fiverr for a Farmer.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you're donating and helping out our local farmers because this is absolutely, whatever the cause, it is a good one.
Especially in central Queensland. Very, very important farming region. You can check out that and heaps, heaps more at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. Thank you for joining us. The courtroom of Tim and Jess is where we both can't agree. We save our argument for Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then that's the only time we argue.
This is the first time it's happened where we've had something planned for the courtroom. We've had to push that back because
a more pressing case
has come to light this morning.
That's right.
I have decided that I wanted to bring to the show today a Kardashian story. Mm. Kardashian season 15, 17.
Jeez.
15?
I don't care.
15. Has just begun, and there is a lot of drama going on with the family. And I said to you this morning, I think that we need to break it down, break down the drama that's happening with the Kardashians.
And I said, no, we've got a Kardashian ban on the show.
Who put you in charge? Who decided that you get to decide what's banned on the show?
Quick question, is the show Jess and Tim or Tim and Jess?
Oh, wow.
I'm using the branding. I just think that... Look, they are a successful business family, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that the quality of their content is below par.
So, we decided to take it to the courtroom. And you guys can decide, one person, the judge, can decide whether you ever hear anything about the Kardashians on this breakfast show ever again. A lot of people in the jury...
Please read out some of the...
Absolutely going... like to town on us for this.
A lot of people are aggressively saying no. Some people have said that we don't want it so much that Tim should get a pay rise, which I agree, whoever you are.
Who needs a judge when the jury is all saying no? Case closed, quick before the slow people wake up.
Unfortunately, this is a different type of courtroom where the jury, as much as we appreciate their input, it has no stance on the case.
The only way that we will be, the only opinion we'll be taking is from our judge, Tim.
Yes.
13, 12, 16, the first caller through will decide if we ever talk about the Kardashians on this show ever again.
What an exciting moment. I'm happy to be here. Help me out, CQ. That's right, the courtroom of Tim and Jess. Recess is adjourned. Courtroom back in session.
Yes, we are talking Kardashians right now because I wanted to bring a story about the Kardashians to the show today.
Sorry, buddy.
And you blanket banned me. You said, no.
I didn't blanket ban.
We do
ban.
Not talk about the Kardashians on this show.
Don't get me wrong. They're successful business people, but I just don't think that people in CQ care or want to hear about
it. We had to throw out the case that we originally had in the courtroom.
That's all right.
Because
we'll bring it back next week.
I had to get this on the show. I had to get this in the courtroom straight away. The
jury is very one-sided. And to be honest, this is brave of you to bring this case in particular to the courtroom of Tim and Jess because you're on a hot streak. You've had 3 weeks straight of winning You Be the Judges.
You're right. And I'm going to win this week as well.
All right.
Do you want to hear about the Kardashians on this show?
All right.
If the jury...
Doesn't matter what the jury says.
Doesn't matter what the jury says. Doesn't matter what you and I say. If the judge says that they want to hear about the Kardashians, we will continue to talk about the Kardashians proudly on this show.
And our judge this morning is Declan from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16. Declan, mate, given all the information from both sides here in the courtroom, where are you leading you on your decision to banning the Kardashians from the show?
Ban them for life. Don't ever speak about them again.
Declan. Why?
Every radio station in Australia.
It might not be this one.
Yeah. Look, we don't have any control over every radio station in Australia, but we do have control over this breakfast show. And so what you're saying is, on your way to work, you don't want to hear about the Kardashians.
Ever.
No.
Now, I have a question that's going to the opposition right now. Does this include a ban on Kanye West? Because he's not technically a Kardashian.
Well, but he's married to one. So can we talk about stories that involve Kim if it involves Kanye?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one.
Declan, do you still want to hear Kanye West content?
No.
You don't want to hear Kanye West content?
No.
Oh, well, good. Good. I'm happy.
No, my buddy, my friend.
If I don't get Kardashians, you don't get Kanye.
Kanye has contributed more to society than Kim Kardashian ever will. Declan, please, I implore you, ban Kim K. Don't ban Kanye.
Okay, we won't ban him.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't sway the
judge. Sorry, the gavel's down. The gavel is down. Kim K. banned. Kanye's A-OK. Declan, thank you very much.
What just happened?
Oh, what a session. What a session. Thanks, mate.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Mate, I don't have the gavel. Declan has the gavel.
You absolutely have the gavel.
I don't have the gavel. Declan, all right, so that's official. Not only do I get another point ahead and You Be the Judge, but we have an official ban of Kim Kardashian and any Kardashian on the show.
Fine. Gonna no put more on the whiteboard. Kardashians. What is my job even anymore?
That's a good point. Anyway.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Jess, you've been having a little bit of fun for the last week or so on the radio station.
Oh, I had the idea that, you know, you've always said you wanted to get a premiership tattoo if your team win a premiership flag.
Yes, and we did not do that this year, which is
no,
okay.
Your team, the Gladstone Mudcrabs, lost every single game this season.
And
I think
okay.
that's just as big an achievement.
But
and
I
it's
had,
worth commemorating with a tattoo.
I had fun this year, and there's a lot of people online saying, Tim, you got to get this tattoo. Mm. And someone's written us a letter. It's my mum.
Well, first of all, the tattoo's quite small.
Yeah.
I was thinking like the size of a palm.
All right, that's not small.
And it would be a picture of a Gladstone mud crab holding a wooden spoon.
It's a great idea.
Great idea.
I agree. But can I read you a letter that has been sent to us here at Hit CQ by my mother, Bernadette?
Okay.
All right.
What's Bern got to say?
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. This is dramatic.
Hi, Tim. Was listening to your show this morning and heard you getting a tattoo. I don't have a problem with that, but I am concerned that you might spin a wheel as to where it might go.
Oh, well, that's tomorrow.
Jess may think it's funny. It won't be in the years ahead. I don't think it's fair at all. Tattoos are permanent, awkward face.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Awkward face.
End of rant. I love you.
Right.
Now, Jess, do you really want to put this affliction onto my mother, a lovely woman?
I love your mother. You know I have a
very
big respect for your mum. But we will be spinning the wheel to find out where you're going to be getting this tattoo.
So you're feeling confident with that this is going to happen?
Yeah, man.
Would you feel more confident if I said on the other side of this song, you will be speaking to my mother on the phone?
Oh, don't get her on the phone.
And you will
be... She's going to guilt me.
You will be putting forward your case. Because if you can get my mum on board,
okay,
then I'll probably do it. Again, probably is the key word.
Probably. Okay, look, let's chat to Bert.
We'll get my mum on the phone up next. Sounds like a plan.
We are talking about your tattoo, Tim. Because
you're forcing me.
I was just trying to force you to get a tattoo of a Gladstone mud crab holding a wooden spoon.
Yes.
To commemorate the worst season of football I reckon you've ever played.
Oh, no. I've played worse. Individually, yes. I still enjoyed the season playing with the team, so I'm happy in a way to get this tattoo.
And the idea is that we will put different body part locations on the spinning wheel and you will have a spin and see where you're going to be getting that tattoo this week.
And I had a letter written into the radio station from a mum, my mum. and look, we've got mum on the phone now because not only is the letter that I read out to you enough, but we really wanted to just make sure that she's okay with this. So
I'm
on
so
the
nervous.
Phone now is mum. Thanks for joining us, mum.
Good, Tim. How are you?
I'm great.
Good morning, Ben.
Jess has just heard the letter that you wrote me. Would you guys like to have a conversation about this tattoo and I'll just step aside?
Look, Ben, obviously, I love and respect your son. I think he's a great fella. I wasn't going to get him, you know, a Post Malone, put a crab on his face. I was thinking more, you know, somewhere a little bit fun, a little bit silly. What do you think?
Oh, it makes me really sad.
Oh, mum.
Oh, my God.
Why does it make you
that's
sad?
That's worse than I'm not angry, I'm disappointed. That's sad.
Mum, your daughter has about 7 tattoos. I've only got one.
Well, but they're all hidden.
This one will be hidden.
Yeah, this one will be hidden.
She knows I don't like them anyway.
Are there any no-go zones, Ben? Would that make you feel better if I didn't put certain areas of his body on the spinning wheel?
Well, I've got a really good one.
Oh, okay.
For you. On the bottom of his foot.
The sole of my foot. The most painful place. Don't you laugh, mum. I'd rather get it on my forehead, to be honest.
He has regrets. He can't see it.
That's brilliant. I love it, Bern. It's going on the wheel and it will go on more than once because it's come directly from Tim's mum.
Do you know how painful they are? Normally tattoo artists give
even
you
better.
They give it to you for free. It's that painful.
She doesn't care. Neither does anyone else. If it's more painful, it's more entertaining for me. So that one's going on the wheel.
Mum, I thought you were going to save me here, and it turns out you're just throwing other options around.
I've given you, that would be it. And any other spots? Nah, I can't think of any. It's definitely
what about on the butt, Ben? No one else has to see it except his girlfriend if it's on his butt.
Well, actually, I spoke to her about that, and she's not keen on that either.
I got a cute butt. Anyway, Mum, we've got to go. Look, I appreciate your input. We'll see where we go from here, okay?
Okay, I'll be listening, all right? I hope you put it up so I can see what's on that wheel.
All right, okay.
Plug
for the Facebook. All right, that didn't turn out how I assumed.
Tomorrow morning we will be spinning the wheel to see exactly where your tattoo will be falling on your beautiful, pale, pasty body.
What is happening? This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Quickly, before we move on, I have one question.
What's that?
Where did you park this morning?
What do you mean?
Where did you park in the car park?
In the car park, in a
which,
car spot.
Which car spot in particular?
Just the one closest to the building.
The employee of the month car park.
Well, yesterday the employee of the month did not use it.
It's coming out swinging.
How did you know that I parked in the employee of the month car spot?
I have a second question. Are you the employee of the month?
No.
What are you doing, mate? This is why governments in third world countries
still
fail.
On crutches.
I don't care.
So I need to be in the car spot that's closest to the building.
Earn your car spot the way it should be done, through mediocre extra levels of work, not by injury. Anyway, trending now coming up next. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Trending now at
hit.com.au. The biggest trending story is across Australia and central Queensland, and everyone's talking about a marathon winner, Tim, that crossed the finish line despite getting a blood nose.
Okay.
She ran an entire marathon. A Belarusian woman was competing in a marathon, an international marathon in Berlin, and had a blood nose from the very start. Was running. Okay. There's photos of her running just covered in blood from her nose all the way down her top. She kept going. finished the marathon, and like we've finished within 2 hours and 26 minutes. A full marathon.
I'm not like that. Doesn't to me. I'm not overly impressed. Like,
are you
joking? I've heard of people finishing marathons with broken legs. She's bleeding from her nose. Whoop de doo.
It looks horrific. I'm sure you've seen these photos.
Yeah, blood nose. It's annoying. It's not like marathon threatening.
Oh, I don't know. Have you
get
ever had a blood
small,
nose? You
get those small just... water cups and just douse it off, hun.
Well, it didn't look like she cleaned herself up very well. She crossed the finish line. It looked like an absolute, like, scene.
I'm not impressed. I'm sorry.
Are you joking?
I'm not impressed. A blood nose is not something that would stop you doing a sporting event.
I'll give you a blood nose this Sunday when you were at the Potato Bridge.
Swift just punch to the
just
nose.
Just to see how you handle the situation.
Let's do it. I'm sure the organisers would love that.
You can check out the pictures. They are very graphic, so just a fair warning, but you can check them out for yourself right. at hit.com.au.
Like she's got a gunshot wound to the head, mate.
It's massive. There's blood all over her face.
If she had,
I can't believe you're not more impressed by this.
I'm not impressed. Break a leg, then I'll be impressed, darling. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Up next, speaking about running, we're going to be chatting to someone from my team on Botanic to Bridge.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Sunday is Botanic to Bridge. Hit CQ is putting a team together and lucky enough to be joined on the phone now by Talia, who is one of the members. Thanks for joining us, Talia.
It's all good.
Now, how are you preparing for this Sunday for Botanic to Bridge?
Eating healthy, I guess.
Yes. Nice. You did say that as you answered the phone off air that you were opening a box of HelloFresh, so that is very important.
And Tali, how did the hubby feel when he found out that you'd roped him into this?
Poor
because
Benny.
You called on behalf of yourself and Ben.
I did, yeah. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, sorry, we're doing an 8-kilometre run. He's like... Oh, so no drinking?
No. Oh, we can drink. We can drink.
Oh,
water.
Yes. Lots of water on the day.
Yeah. Now, you and Ben, have you done any form of fun runs before? Because this is new for me.
Oh, this is, no idea what we're doing.
Great. Cool. We're all virgins. I'm excited to head into this as a three-way pact.
How do you feel now that you signed on before we found out that you were going up against the police sergeant's team?
Mm.
Did you hear about all that fiasco? And how do you feel about going up against the cops?
I did hear about that. That's, hopefully if they wear their gear, we might have a win.
I was going to say, they're carrying about an extra 7 or 8 kilos worth of stuff. Now, Talia, I might have some bad news. We're still waiting to hear confirmation, but we might have lost a team member. Hasn't returned our calls. I think he's working at the moment.
He may have found out that that he had some stiff competition and he may be backing
out.
He's
flown to Mexico.
He's our champ. We need him.
Yeah, we do. I think Mark was the only one that said he had any experience.
Talia, I just need essentially this call. We just want to make sure that you are committed and you're excited for this Sunday at Botanic to Bridge.
We are doing this. I will now stop drinking soft drink.
Listen to the
Let's not be too cautious. You can get till Friday, then you've got a couple of days rest and just let the stomach sit and then you'll be fine on Monday.
So I can put wine in my water bottle?
Yes.
I'll allow it.
It looks like grape juice. No, kids don't do that if you're listening. All right, Talia, well, I'm going to, look, I'll try and do some training, but I can't make any guarantees and I'm assuming you're the same.
I have a gym membership that I haven't used in about a month, so
Whip that out this week and we'll see you Sunday.
See you, mate.
Don't forget, botanictobridge.com.au. You can still register, but registrations close Thursday.
That's right. Make sure you get it done in time.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
We are out of here very, very soon, but before you, quick appointment with Dr. Love, because I've got a great new date location if you're struggling to think of ideas for a date.
Okay, I need to get dates first,
but
the next step.
Yep, if you ever get a date, head to the RSL or your leagues club. Head to any type of leagues or RSL. I'll give you just minimum 50 reasons.
Right.
There's always cool stuff on telly if the conversation's going down.
Right.
The alcohol is very cheap.
Yes.
The food is always also got a very large range. There's games.
Right.
Keno. Pokies.
I love a good session of keto.
There is also memorabilia. Most leagues clubs have like memorabilia of the club that they're associated to. Just read that. Mm-hmm. That excites me. There's different themes on some nights, like, ooh, Taco Tuesday.
You and I had some great tie at the leagues club in Rocky.
At the Rocky Leagues Club. Oh. Imagine sitting there, you're on a first date, you're like, oh, what do we do? Let's play some keno. You win a grand together.
Who's playing keno on their first date?
I don't know. It could be you. I would like to organise like a Spitfire. What's those things called? Spitfire.
Spitfire.
Speed dating. Spitfire dating.
Speed dating at the RSL.
At a leagues club somewhere here in CQ. Do we have mild interest?
Would anybody be on board with that? Do I get to participate?
Yes, you get to participate. That is the key feature.
I'm mildly on board then.
Think of all the cool things you could do. No one's around half the time. Right. Well. You got your space. There's nice couches. Friendly staff.
Sure.
I think a leagues club is a perfect place for a date. I was just that one last week.
If we do this speed dating thing,
yeah.
Can I have a chicken parma while I'm doing the speed date?
Right. That's a rule. You have to have a chicken parmesan in front of you. Sorry, vegetarians.
I'm on board.
Anyway, we've got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. as always. Wednesday, spell my name.
Yes.
Exciting for that.
And not only that, we're going to be putting some body parts on a wheel and spinning them to see where you'll be getting this tattoo.
I don't know about that one just yet.
Nah, that one's going to happen. I've prepared the wheel.
Hooray. Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.